Jacinta Pornchaladon was brought to Australia with her father's permission in 1995 and had hoped to be employed as a nanny. Instead, she was put to work in a brothel by a gang of traffickers and was told she had to pay off a $28,000 debt. Australian immigration officials raided the brothel just over a week later. By then, Jacinta Porn had been forced to have sex with dozens of men. The New South Wales Victims Compensation Tribunal has recognised the depression and post-traumatic stress she suffered as a result. The tribunal has ordered that Jacinta Porn be paid compensation from a government fund for crime victims. The amount has not been disclosed. She now lives in northern Thailand and has said the money will help pay for her son's education. Her story was told in the documentary Trafficked by filmmaker Luigi Quisto. He told journalists the tribunal's decision is an important victory for this young victim of Australia's sex trade.
She felt that she'd done something wrong. She felt ashamed, and she'd carried that with her for a long time, even though she was only 13 at the time when she was trafficked. And now she realises it's because of the affirmation by, I guess, Australia, that she was in fact the victim, that she didn't do anything wrong, and that justice, to some extent, has been done.
Australia introduced laws against sex trafficking and slavery in 1999. The government in Canberra has signed anti-trafficking agreements with Cambodia, Burma, Laos and Thailand to improve international cooperation. Trafficking in humans for the sex trade or forced labour is a significant problem in those countries. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.